The complex vocalizations of songbirds are learned, not inherited. Some even have regional accents. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Wrens, thrushes, and other songbirds don't hatch with their impressive musical talents. They learn to sing their extensive repertoires by listening to others of their kind. Donald Kruidsma is the author of a new book, The Singing Life of Birds. Kruidsma says many birds seem to come naturally equipped with basic sounds and even some very simple songs. The eastern wood pewee is an example.
We've done some experiments showing that those songs are pretty much encoded in the DNA. But as a result, it's a pretty limited repertoire of, in this eastern wood pewee, of up to 3 different songs. But all the songbirds, when we think of songbirds, we think of wrens and warblers, robins, thrushes, sparrows, all the birds that make so much racket. These are the songbirds that have very special groups of neurons in the brain, and most of them imitate precise details of songs, just like you and I learned our native language.
Kruidsma says birds even share our tendency toward regional dialects.
When birds learn songs at a particular location and stay around at that location, regional dialects tend to develop. They're the same kinds of dialects that develop in human speech.
Kruidsma says he recently took a long bike trip from the Atlantic coast through Virginia, Kentucky, and Illinois. He says the accents and dialects of both people and birds changed along the way. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.